Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. God is truly good. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. God is still on the throne. I want you to hear me this morning. God is still on the throne, and God is still in charge. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Every day, every minute, every hour, every second. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. He sent his only begotten son who suffered, died on the cross for your sins and for my sins. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And we thank God he didn't come down from that cross. He was obedient to his almighty Father. We thank you, God. We thank you over and over again. We thank God for our sponsor, Shanita Kelly, Samson Realtors. Give her a call today at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly at 443-854-0977. Give her a call today if you're in the business of selling your home that you're in now. You want to purchase a brand new home. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. Powerful woman of God, praying woman of God. Let her know you heard here at the Power Hour of Prayer. 443-854-0977. Shanita Kelly is the woman you need to call. Don't forget about the family tree, parenting, care plus program. Is here for you. The Family Tree is facilitating virtual and in-person groups. 2108 North Charles Street. Stay in need of parenting skills. If you just need a little bit of help, a little bit of support, call the Family Tree at 410-889-2300. 410-889-2300. The Family Tree is raising families up. Raising families up. If you're court ordered for parenting, give them a call at 410-889-2300. The Family Tree is there for you and your loved ones, family and friends. They also have a Care Plus program. You can give them a call if you're staying in need of someone to watch your children that's dependable, reliable. Amen. The Family Tree would like to hear from you. 410-889-2300. If you stand in need of support, help. They're raising families up. That's what it's all about. We minister to the total person. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, we minister to the total person. Glory, hallelujah. So many resources available to you, and the Family Tree is the place you want to be to get that support and help that you need for yourself and for your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Thank God for the Family Tree. And don't forget to ask about their Care Plus program. Give them a call today at 410-889-2300. Free respite care. If you have an emergency, you need to leave and go out and do something, don't leave your children alone. Give the Family Tree a call at 410-889-2300 and ask about the Care Plus program. It's free respite service for your children to ages 2 to 12. Give them a call today at 410-889-2300. Let them know you want to enroll in the Care Plus program, Respite Care. It's free, free, free. Isn't God good? God is in the blessing business. And whatever you need, God's got it. Amen, amen, and glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the blessings that he's sending and bestowing upon us right now. Amen. Family Tree, raising families up, facilitating in-person and virtual groups here for you. Thank you. Let them know you heard about it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. Family Tree is all over the world. Amen. Not just in Baltimore, Maryland, but all over the world. You stand in need of those parenting skills, support, or help. Give them a call at 410-889-2300. They're waiting for your call. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, foster parents, they're waiting for your call. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Raising families up. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget about Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, located 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, he is a blessing to the body of Christ. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, also has a barber on site. And he's operating according to the CDC guidelines, y'all. Amen. Keeping us safe and healthy. And mention healthy. Yes, he is definitely sharing fresh fruits and vegetables with the community. If you stand in need of fresh fruits and vegetables, and again, my favorite word is free, give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. That's 443-361-4493. Let them know you stand in need of some fresh fruits and vegetables, and don't forget, you got to pick them up. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to pick them up. Fresh fruits and vegetables and also bread. Give him a call at 443-361-4449. You got it? Dr. David Gaines, waiting for your call. Master Electrician, you want to get your hair done? Yes, natural hairstyles. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, man of God, a praying man, a man who believes in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, or prayer could change you. Let Dr. David Gaines know what you heard about it here at the Power Hour of Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God if you want us to recognize your business, and we will surely list you as one of our sponsors for the Power Hour Prayer. We'll definitely share your information, but you got to write to us. I'm going to make you do a little bit of work. Write to us at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T-P-H-T. Write to us at P.O. Box 25021. Send us your information. Send us a press release about any upcoming events, and we'll surely announce them on the Power Hour of Prayer. We are here for you, you, and you. And we thank God because the Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries is celebrating 25 years. Isn't that awesome? 25 years Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries is celebrating. 25 years. God blessed us to continue to pray for you, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Monday through Saturday, and we are praying 24 hours around the clock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In West Germany, Venezuela, North America, South America, Saudi Arabia, Africa, West Africa, South Africa, Guyana, Virginia Beach, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Miami, Florida, Texas, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Glory, hallelujah. God is good. All over the world, we are praying for you. We are prayer warriors all over the world, praying 24 hours around the clock. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. War prayer warriors praying all over. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer can do. Prayer can change that situation. Prayer can change you. Thank you, Baltimore, Maryland. Catonsville, Maryland. Brooklyn, Maryland. Randallstown, Maryland. Pikesville, Maryland. Woodlawn, Maryland. Thank God for you. 24 hours around the clock. We are praying. Hallelujah, God is truth good. We thank God. We want to go to our scripture this morning, and we know what that is, our powerful, powerful prayer scripture of protection. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 91. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil, get this in your spirit, my sisters and brothers, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hand, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thanks be to God. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear. Draw out thy spear. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. What a mighty God we serve. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. Rest in the Lord. Stop thinking that you got to do something all the time. Put that situation in God's hand. Put that child in God's hand. Put that son or that daughter in God's hand. Put that boss in God's hand. Put that lawyer in God's hand. Put that judge in God's hand. Put it in God's hands. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't hurry God. Don't hurry God. He has a reason for allowing things to last a certain length of time. Believe me, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who brings wicked devices to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself at any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. You got an inheritance waiting for you, my sisters and my brothers. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, because you're meek, it does not mean you're weak. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, not you. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and slay such as be upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked, watch out. You ain't gonna lay a hand on nobody. You ain't gotta curse nobody out. You ain't gotta tell nobody about themselves. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord, thank you, Jesus, glory, hallelujah. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And forever means forever, my sisters and my brothers. When God does something, he does it right. And only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. This is the word of God for the people of God. We are praying for you. Yes, we are. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. I want to hear from you. Send us your prayer requests. And request your beautiful, blessed prayer rub. God is in the blessing business. We know he is. Reverend Keith Bailey, God is in the blessing business. And God is doing a miraculous thing in your life, in your ministry. We thank God for you ministering to the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the prostitutes that are walking the streets. We thank God for your outreach ministry, doing a powerful, powerful job. Excellent work outside the walls of the church. Glory, hallelujah. We thank God for you, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, doing the work of the Lord. What God has called you out to do. Continue to minister and grow in the Lord. Grow in the grace of the Almighty Living God. Sister Bernadette of Washington, God is still in the blessing and healing business. We're praying for you and your family in its entirety. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, and prayer could change you. Linda and Harry Bennett, yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you and your family, for the Bible tells us so. Walk into your newness of Jesus Christ. Watch God move in your life like never before. He's a way maker. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Thank God, Dr. Ron Green and Miss Dr. Jill Green in Miami, Florida. God has worked it out. He's blessing that marriage. I want you all to know that God is blessing your marriages, male and female. Elder Annette and Don Smith, God is blessing that marriage. Harry and Linda Bennett, God is blessing that marriage. Continue to invite him into your heart, your home, and your spirit, Ruth and Alfred Bellamy. Praise God, Pastor Victor Mines and Lady Karen Mines. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Continue to let God bless your marriages over and over and over again. There's outpouring of the Spirit of the Almighty Living God to those, Elder Cassie, Deacon Andre Lofton. God is blessing the marriage. Yes, he is. He's in the blessing business. God ordained marriage. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't ordain shacking up. Ordained marriage between a male and a female. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is blessing your marriages. Wallace and Sandra Green, invite the Spirit of the Almighty Living God into that marriage and watch God move on your behalf. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing Edward and Tina, Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for blessing Tanya and Victor, Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching Sam and Pat. Send forth your healing power, mind, body, spirit, and soul upon Sam right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for the healing that's taking place, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you right now, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for blessing Pastor Tammy Caesar, Chief Apostle Mary Davis Edwards, Tina, Diane, Billy. We thank you, Father God, for blessing Tina's son and his new wife, Mr. and Mrs. Soul. God will continue to bless you and keep you. Invite him into your life, your marriage, your home. Hallelujah, glory be to God. It don't cost you nothing. We are praying for you, Minister Sharon Ricks, Minister Barbara Duffy, Minister Yvonne McFadden. We're praying for your friendship, that God will continue to have you join together as friends and support one another. We're praying, hallelujah, glory be to God, for Mother Annie Green, healing mind, body, spirit, and soul. May the spirit of peace rain down upon you. May the blessings of the Almighty God rain down upon you today and always. There will be no confusion in your mind. You know what God can do. For 91 years, he's blessed you over and over again. We believe in the power of prayer. Touch her right now. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. Send forth that healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Take away that spirit of anxiety. Take away that spirit of fear. God, do not give us the spirit of fear. We thank you right now for touching her mind right now. Letting her know, Father God, that she could depend upon you, the Almighty Living God. Mother Nita, we are praying for you. Yes, God is real, and he's real in your soul. And we see you dancing in the spirit right where you are. Continue to dance and praise God. Praise him right on through your situation right now. Praise him for perfect health and perfect peace. Continue to praise him right there in your sickbed. Because he will lift you up. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Martha, we continue to pray for you and your husband. Yes, God is the one that raised Lazarus from the dead. And he's the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead, and the same God that's still raising the dead. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you for raising Martha's husband. Lifted him up from 4 heart attacks. Isn't God good? Thank you, Jesus. He has a plan for your husband's life. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, God is able. He's keeping them. He's watching over them. He's putting a hedge of protection all around them. Touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Touch his mind. Touch her mind. Let him know, God, that you're God that's still in charge. Let him know that you're God that can do anything but fail. You haven't failed them yet. Marvin Harrington, we are praying for you, that God will continue to guide you and lead you and direct you. New Union Baptist Church, Sister Greta, we are praying for you. God is able. God is able. God can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. All the postal workers, we are praying for you. All the postal workers, we are praying for you as you walk the streets on a daily basis, them from seen and unseen danger. Watch over them in the heat. My God. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Comfort them. Give them a cool, fresh breeze as they walk through the streets, the cities, the counties. Protect them right now in the name of Jesus. Watch over them and keep them. We thank you for our postal workers. We thank you for our garbage collectors. We thank you, Father God, for those that collect the recycled items in our communities. We thank you, Father God, for all our workers in our cities, in the name of Jesus, our counties, our construction workers, our gas and electric individuals that are out in the field. Protect them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as they go into homes, as they walk the streets, them right now, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. UPS workers, thank you, Lord Jesus, for their protection. Thank you, Jesus. Those that work for Amazon, we are praying for you. Touch them, Father. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Let them know you're with them every step of the way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Cable workers that are out there on the streets, protect them, Jesus. We thank you right now for those that are working for the Department of Social Services. Be with them and guide them and lead them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Crown their head with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding as they continue to assist the people that stand in need. We thank you right now for providing food for someone to put on their table, a home, shelter. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us right now. We come against all sickness and disease, all manner of evil. Send it back to pits of hell. Let it burn and disintegrate, never to return. Touch someone, Father God, that stand in need of a place to stay. Bless them with their new home. And let that home be a blessing and not a burden. Shanita Kelly, Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond Tickle, we're praying for you. God is able. Touch the heart of Elijah Kelly, Father God. Soften his heart. Let him know that you're in charge. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Wake him up and shake him up. Let him know that God is in charge. Trouble the mind and the spirits of those that are doing evil in this world. Trouble their minds, Father God, right now, that they will fall on bended knees and surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. And they'll make a turn for the better and be a blessing to the men and women and children and seniors. Those that have, Father God, transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. On this day, transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. And the righteous will do right by the wealth that you place in their hands, in their bank accounts. The righteous will do right and be a blessing to not only themselves, but to others that stand in need right now. Transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Bless someone's bank account right now in the name of Jesus. Bless them above and beyond with miracle money coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Miracle money being placed in your bank accounts. Miracle money being placed in your checking account. Miracle money. Miracle money being placed in your hands. Checks being placed in your mailbox. Miracle money on this day. Bless your people that will do right and that will be good stewards, that they will suffer no lack. They will build up homes for those that stand in need of a home. They will purchase homes and land and bless the people. If my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. That's the word of God. He wants to bless you, my sisters and my brothers. Turn from your wicked ways. Then he will heal the land. Repent of your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Invite him in your life. Invite him in your home. We are praying for you, young people. Young people. The word of God tells us, honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be longer upon this earth. And we pray that your mothers and fathers are living a life, doing right by God, pleasing God, sharing the word of God with you, sharing the agape love of Jesus Christ. Honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be longer upon this earth. That's the word of God. Honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be long upon this earth. And we pray that the mothers and fathers are honoring God, provoking not their children. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, provoke not your children. Live according to the word of God. You want to receive a blessing? Live the life that God has designed for you to live. You want to receive a blessing? Live the life that God has designed for you to live. And those blessings last forever. We thank you, Father God, right now for someone who has surrendered to you at this hour, at this moment, at this time, at this second. Be sold out to Jesus Christ. Let God do the work. And the word of God says, rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Deaconess Phyllis Blue, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. Pastor Rosie Colby, we're praying for your family in its entirety. Diane Green, we're praying that God will bless you and heal you and deliver you. Tyrone Staten, we're praying for you. TJ, we're praying for you. Family as a whole. God is able. Thank you, Jesus. God is able. Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, we're praying that God will just touch your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Ricky Hightower, bring your family together as one in Jesus' name. Let there be peace. We thank you, Father God, for Ricky surrendering his life to the Almighty Living God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing him with a job. We thank you for Desmond Stewart, Father God, for blessing him over and over and over again, and that he will be obedient to the spirit of the Almighty Living God and live the life that God has designed for him to live. We thank you right now, Father God, for being persistent and doing your will. We thank you, Father God, that you'll touch our young people, that they will surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. Right now on this day, young people, surrender to the Almighty Living God. Invite him into your heart, your spirit, your mind, and your soul. Young people, we are praying for you. Senior citizens, we are praying for you. That God will put a hedge of protection all around you, protect you from seen and unseen danger. President Barack Obama, previous President Barack Obama, we are praying for you and your wife. That you will come forth and make a difference in the lives of your people. And that you'll do right by God. That you will do right by God and do the will of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. That you ask him to forgive you of some of the laws that you signed and make a difference in the lives of your children. Glory, hallelujah. Now, President Joe Biden, we're praying for you and your wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We're praying for you, Carmela Harris. And your husband, your spouse, your family's in its entirety, that you all will do and hear from God. And not only hear from him, but be committed to what thus says the Lord. Be obedient to the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Touch Tina and Edward, Father God. Bless their home as they open up to many. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We know that you're a good God. You're God that could do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. We are dependent upon you. Nobody but you. the Almighty Living God. Bless your servant, Father God, the archbishops, the bishops, the chief apostles, the apostles, the pastors, the doctors, the reverends, the elders, the superintendents. Touch their minds, their bodies, spirits, and souls, that they will hear from you, the Pope, the ambassador, the kings, and the queens. Glory, hallelujah. Let them know they need you. We need you, God. We need you, God, the Almighty Living God. We need you. You don't need us. We need you, all world leaders, all ministers of the gospel, all evangelists, missionaries doing a great work traveling to and fro. We need you, God, right now. Umbala Shamba Ikala Shata. We need you, God. We need you. Thank you, Father, right now, for your spirit, for your fresh anointing upon this land. On this Monday, July 11th, 2022, we need you, the spirit of God, to touch those that are firing those illegal weapons. Stop them in their tracks from purchasing them, from placing them in their hands. Stop them from coming into our community. Touch someone's heart, mind, and spirit right now. Give them a transformation of the mind. Glory be to God. They no longer want to kill and destroy. Have them see life as you see life. We value the lives of others. Stop that individual, Father God, that's about to commit suicide. Stop them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Stop them right now. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. In their tracks. We know that you can do it. We know that you're able. We know that you are God above all gods. And we thank you right now for blessing families and loved ones. Have them committing their lives to you, the Almighty Living God. We thank you right now for fear you warmly. The Walker family. Barbara Walker, we thank you, Father God, for Tanya and Victor. We thank you, glory be to God, for our babies, our children. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Glory be to God. Rosie Traham, we're praying for you and the babies that God has placed in your watch. We're praying, Father God, for the Spirit of God to fall into her home. And let her cry out and surrender to you. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching and healing Wallace Green Jr., Tanisha, Norfolk, Virginia, your sons and your daughter who's in the Navy. Put a hedge of protection all around her, Father God. And we thank you for her promotion. We thank you for keeping her safe, Father God. Those in the armed forces, the military, Father God, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, Marines, National Guard, Merchant Marines. Protect them, Father God, right now. Keep them safe and healthy as they go about to protect our nation on a daily basis. Our veterans, Father God, continue to watch over them and keep them. Touch those, Father God, that stand in need of a mind transformation. Touch someone's heart. Heal that heart that the doctor said they need surgery. Touch that individual that's been in pain all night long, Father God. Touch them right now, their arms, their legs, their blood vessels. Let the blood run freely through their veins. We come against that pain. Arthritis, bursitis, rheumatoid arthritis. Touch someone, Father God, that diagnosed with Crohn's colitis. We dismiss that from their spirit right now. That heart condition, God is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. We come against Alzheimer's and dementia. You can remember. You can remember. Recreate that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Lay hands on your forehead and ask God to recreate that mind in the name of Jesus. We come against dementia, Alzheimer's, forgetfulness. We come against that spirit right now and deliver. God is able, my sisters and my brothers. That individual that's going through surgery right now, take Jesus with you. Call upon his name. We pray for the doctors, the nurses, the surgeons, the anesthesiologists. We pray for them. But God is able. He's a mighty surgeon. He's a mighty way maker. Yes, God is real, and he's real in your soul. He's sending forth his deliverance power right now. Reverend, be close. We're praying for you. God is able. Yes, God could do great and mighty things, and he's doing them right now. And our miss. God is able. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. As the Psalms say, I can depend on God. Who can you depend on? The Almighty Living God. And can't nobody do you like Jesus. Because he is your friend. As the Psalms say, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, you do have a friend. And we want you to know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for them right now, Father God, that you'll touch them, comfort them, be with them, and lead them and direct them. We thank you right now, Father God, for comforting someone who might have lost a son or a daughter, husband or wife, friend, grandchildren. We thank you right now. We're praying for Gloria Henson. Patricia Bailey, suffering from Parkinson's disease. We come against that condition right now. And Father God, we send that back to the pits of hell from which it came. COVID and all its little deviants, we send it back to the pits of hell from which it came in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, God is real, and he's real in our souls, for he has washed and made us whole. Lay hands on yourself, my sisters and brothers. Pray for yourself. Yes, God is a healer. Invite him in into your life today. We pray for a spirit of peace. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. We ask that you send a spirit of peace into our homes. We pray against and speak against that Jezebel spirit. Destroy that spirit of Jezebel. Destroy that spirit of jealousy and envy. Father God, bring families together in love and peace and unity. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer can do. Touch those individuals, Father God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We thank you right now for my King's ministry. We thank you right now, Father God, for Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi. We thank God, glory be to God, right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. There'll be a clean sweep upon this nation because we are being obedient to you. We invite you into our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and our souls. On our jobs, in our schools, let there be peace. Protect our children as they go to school, university, and colleges. Protect us as we go into our churches to worship. Protect us as we go on our jobs this morning, as we walk the streets and travel on the buses, the trains, the airplanes. Protect us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for a spirit of peace right now in the name of Jesus. You can do it, and we claim it right now. We invite you in. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us right now. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon your home, your children, your loved ones. I decree and declare no weapon formed against you will prosper, and we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything they may try to rise up against you, God's people. We thank you right now for blessing, healing, and deliverance. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Now is the hour of salvation. Continue to pray. Continue to seek the Lord. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Power, hour of prayer. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. and I believe all things are possible to those who believe in the Almighty Living God. Thank God for Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. May God continue to bless you, keep you, guide you, and lead you. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you real good, my sisters and my brothers.